welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, bunch of broads here today.
Yes, always.
What is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we are The Broadcast. Couple of ladies here. We're not the typical ladies, I would say.
You know, a little classy, a little trash. I'm just kidding.
Very trashy.
We have no class, almost.
No class. We're in very much different stages of our lives.
Very true.
We've done all kinds of filthy things.
Even though we're close in age, we're still very, very different.
Oh, yeah. So I always think this is kind of fun. But I like hearing about other people, like where they're at, like around our age group. Because we actually got a message from Ashley.
Which is, we are late 20s, early 30s.
Yes, I am 30.
I'm 28.
But it says, hey, Ashley here. I just wanted to comment on the last podcast. I'm also turning 29 this year.
Woo!
And honestly, I'm looking really forward to my 30s.
Oh.
For my birthday every year, I throw a big party at my house. Lots of booze and food and a non-fire. I don't know. I think she meant bonfire.
Bonfire.
I was like, what's a non-fire? Is that like with like a light show? No, bonfire. It's so much fun. And I also wanted to comment on the other section about bodies changing. When my husband and I met, I was 16 and hot AF.
Ooh.
I was 120 pounds, and now we've been together 12 years, and we have 3 kids, and my body is effed, LOL. I bounce between 170 and 180, and it sucks because my husband still looks the same and doesn't gain weight no matter what he eats. It's hard having gained so much weight, and I really struggle with my image sometimes, but the good part is my husband still loves me and tells me he thinks I'm so sexy.
Aww.
And I'm really going to try to put the effort in this year to lose 30 pounds before summer. Sorry this was so long. Have an amazing day. That's crazy, though. Like, somebody that's in our age group that has 3 kids already.
Yeah. Married your high school sweetheart. That's honestly what I wanted to do. Like, that when I was growing up, that was, like, my dream, to marry my high school sweetheart.
But now you look back and you think of your high school sweetheart. Hell, like, ugh.
Hell no.
So you lucked out. You got a good one. But
and your party sounds so much fun, girl.
I think Sarah wants an invite.
I know. Hey.
But you, like, I think I mentioned it in a previous episode, like, when you hit your 30s, like my friend said, it's like, the weight's lifted off your shoulder. You're like, I'm here. It's not like I can go back or change it. It's like, I'm 30, and I don't have to compete anymore. I don't have to try to look a certain way. Like, I'm in my 30s.
I'm curious to why Ashley is excited for her 30s.
Yeah, like, write us back, Ashley, because I'm curious, too. Like, what are you most excited for?
Because I need to start being excited for it, because it's coming whether I want it or not.
Yeah.
But it's creeping up, so I want to be excited for it.
We also got another message kind of involving the whole getting older thing from our compadre Cesar.
Cesar.
I say Cesar because I have an uncle Cesar. I know he says Caesar. Caesar here. And to be honest, at 45 years young.
Oh, nice.
You wake up hurting more no matter what you do. Mm. But I just figure it's just a part of life. I also don't care for roller coasters anymore like I used to.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, I think we were talking about that. Like, when you go to the, you know you're getting older when you go to the beach and you don't actually go swimming.
Yeah, yeah. Things change.
Like, there's just stuff, like, chocolate doesn't have the same draw for me anymore.
Really?
Like, I like, you know, an ice cream sandwich or maybe a cookie here
and
there.
Yeah, like a chocolate bar or something doesn't, like, do much.
Like, I will keep a chocolate bar for maybe like a, 6 months, because I'll put it in the freezer and I'll take a few bites and then put it back. Like, I don't need a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like as you age, you kind of, well, even for me, because I'm so accident prone, that doing certain activities just become not worth it. Like, I really wanted a skateboard back in the day, but then I fell once and I'm like, this isn't worth it. Like, I've never been skiing or snowboarding because it's probably, if I injure myself, it's not going to be worth it. So I feel like that probably happens to you the more you get old.
Well, that's also, I was actually talking to one of our coworkers, the Ted Smith, recently. And we
were talking
about soccer and how he's like, yeah, I'm part of this league. You should join. And it really got me going. I'm like, oh my God, like, I forgot how much I miss soccer.
You love soccer.
And, like, I really want to do it. And the league, or what, like, the team he's on sounds great. And I was like, well, like, I'm thinking, like, what, like, you know, my first day, I'm already nervous for, like, first day kind of. I haven't even signed up yet officially.
Are you going to?
Yes. I need to get the information from him.
Wait, that's so exciting.
But, like, it's like, hi, I'm Vicky, and I haven't played in a long time, and I used to play forward mostly, you know, and defense.
I'm a little rusty, a lot of rusty.
A lot of rusty, and it's like, but I've played every position.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if they make me be goalie because we're out of a goalie? Like, I hated playing goalie, but I would do it if we didn't have one.
I mean, you could always vocalize that. Plus, like, right. You're so short, though. I feel like getting someone taller would be better to be a goalie. Like,
usually, but it's a lot of the shots, I mean, you have to, like, get in there and just, like... Being goalie is kind of dangerous, and I've gotten the wind knocked out of me. Like, somebody, like, kneed me in the rib, which also equaled boob, at, like, 17, and, like, knocked the wind out of me.
Dude, that's the scariest. The first time that happened to me, I thought I was dying. I was like
right?
Yeah, and I was like, that had never happened, and no one even told me what, like, that could happen. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is it.
Oh, God, nope. Like, it's like, because I used to just, like, dive and tackle and... Like, didn't care if I got hurt. Cool. Now it's like, oh, God, no, yeah. It's going to hurt too bad.
Now you're like, I'm so delicate and fragile now.
Like, I'm scared to be goalie. I'm like, I'm very excited to play soccer, and I'm going to end up with so many bruises. Already know.
Oh, yeah, you bruise easily anyway.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, just don't be goalie. That is so exciting, though, because I know you've wanted to get back into soccer forever, but I also know you're afraid of the whole, like, running cardio kind of thing.
It's more or less looking like an idiot and, like, being, like, the weakest link, if you will, on the team.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, but. Ted's like, no, we have guys of all ages. Like, I think one of the guys is like in his 70s.
Yeah, probably all shapes and sizes.
Right, which I think is a little better. The only thing that made me feel better, the one time I did play as an adult, I just kind of joined. They needed a sub for my buddy's indoor league, which indoor, by the way, is a lot worse because there's no field to really go to. So you're constantly running back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Aren't you doing that with regular soccer, like outside, though?
So when you're, let's say you're defense, right?
Okay.
And your offense is up, like, trying to score a goal on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
When you're defense, you go all the way up to the middle, and you just kind of hang out. So you have your moments of rest.
Chill.
Yeah. Or, like, vice versa. Or it's just not as much running because you don't have to run from, like, your forward position to defense position. You, like, in indoor, you're kind of everywhere.
Oh, that surprises me.
Yeah.
Especially which I think it would be, like, easier on your feet. Being indoor.
And I hate it because, like, I'm one of those people, like, when I go make a kick, like, a big kick, like, I end up, like, sliding or, like, really putting my whole body into it. So I'm always on the ground somehow.
Oh, yeah,
You're not supposed to. And in indoor, you get in trouble.
Really?
If you're on the ground, that's a no-no.
Oh, it's like a penalty or something?
Something, yeah. You get, like the first time I played, I was like, what?
Really?
Like, as a teenager, I'm like, what?
Why are you whistling at me?
I'm like, what did I do?
So when does it start?
I think March. So,
oh, that's soon.
Right. So I need to get all the information from him and check because I do have other podcast obligations to do too. So I need to make sure it works with my schedule.
Do you guys have games?
The games are Sundays.
OMG. If I can make, I'm going
to my game.
Yeah. I'm going to make a sign.
Oh my God.
And
you're
I'm so obnoxious
dork.
As it is.
Oh, I know. Like, now I don't want to. You and my dad, seriously.
Yes.
I'm going to be that idiot. It's like, who brought the middle schooler here?
You'll be like, I don't
her parents
know
are here. All her friends are here.
Yeah. We'll have this whole section for you.
God, it'd be so weird and creepy.
And great.
Oh God. But
keep
I'm
us posted
scared.
With
I'm
that.
I'm scared, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
At the same time. Like, I got really excited. That's all I could think about when I left.
I'm so proud of you.
Funny enough, we actually got another message, and it was really weird because I ended up going to this place this person's talking about this weekend.
Oh, before seeing the message?
Yes.
Oh.
So it says, hey, Vicky, this is Allison from Everett. I don't know if you know about it already, but there's a geek nerd themed bar and restaurant called AFK Tavern. They're awesome, and they're super LGBT friendly, which is great for me since I'm trans. So... I've known about...
That sounds so familiar, AFK Tavern.
AFK, so there used to be one in, like, the Tequila area, and we had our Halloween party there one year.
Oh, my... So that place is so dope.
But because of, like, I think the owner sold the building and stuff, so they had to close it down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still one in Everett, and I've actually never been to the one in Everett because there's been times where I've wanted to go, and I've called ahead, and they're like, yeah, no, there's a huge wait because it was super popular, especially when it opened.
Can you play board games there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really pay attention to the library, how big it is, but their drink selection is huge. Like, and they have all kinds of, like, fancy drinks and
they
stuff.
They have, like, fun, nerdy themed ones, right?
Oh, yeah. They have, like, and they separate them all by, like, nerddom. So it's, like, your Star Wars drinks, your Harry Potter drinks, you know.
That's so clever.
Your Firefly drinks, like, all these different things. And there's one that my friend ordered, and it's literally the bartender picks every time for you.
Oh, just like, it's always different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that could be either really good or
right.
Not so great.
I ended up having the Kylo rum. It was delicious.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
It was like lemonade, but with like a rum. And I think there was also, I don't remember if it was a vodka or something else with it.
Woo, gonna get lit.
So it was kind of like yellowy, but then on top they put like this black little whatever color in. So when you swirl it, it's all black. It looks so refreshing and so good.
So did you go to that to kind of like, you know, feel out the area, you know, because you want to be more social and kind of meet more people? And
well, it was a very weird situation, and I'm not going to disclose too much of it because
it's
not my business. It's not my story, but I hadn't seen my friend really too often since high school, and we used to be really close. Like her, another girl, and myself, we were going to get matching friend tattoos at 18.
Yeah.
Like we were like, this was my group of girls. Which was, you know, a very small group of girls because I always had guy friends in high school.
You guys were like the three musketeers.
Yes. And it's her husband called, like, hit me up on Facebook. He's like, hey, we need to plan a dinner. I want to surprise her. She hasn't seen you in forever, and I know she'd be really excited to see you.
Random.
Right. And I was like, oh, that's cute. You know, the husband's trying to, you know, set something up for his wife.
With just you or with her other friends, too?
Well, do you have a significant other? Can you bring him and be a double date? I'm like, well, I'm not really seeing anybody right now officially. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, let's invite the third friend, but she was working. So it ended up, he didn't tell me, he ended up not coming. It wasn't going to go because it was only going to be me and her and him.
Oh, okay.
So she arrives and I'm like, is that her? Because it was kind of dark and it's cool.
Yeah, you haven't seen her in a while.
And I was like, oh my God, hey. And so she's like, I didn't know who I was meeting. He just said, go to this place at this time and you're going to be meeting an old friend.
What?
Right.
And I'm like, that's weird. I would not like that.
She's like, he's like my best friend, but we're separating. Because in a relationship wise, it's not working.
Okay.
Like, as really good friends, they work.
But like as lovers, there's nothing there anymore.
Just because, yeah, there's not the give and take. You know, there's no. Anyways.
So for her, it was kind of like a blind date, sort of.
Kind of. So it was like me catching up on all the stuff going on with her. I was like, what? I didn't know you were separating. Like, what's going on? And but I mean, it was cool to hang out there. There was no pressure. Like, you didn't have to be playing games. Like, she goes there all the time.
Was it awkward?
It was a little awkward at first because I was like, okay, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
But other than that, like once we kind of like figured out what was going on, it was like old times. Like she has not changed since high school in a good way.
Oh.
Like she's still super sweet.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, we need to make sure to do this more often.
To see each other more often.
She's like, when are we getting our tattoos? I'm like, we have to make sure they don't look as crappy as we had drawn them out.
Would you still get them with her?
If it was a really cool design, then maybe. But I don't know. I'd have to like hide it somewhere.
Well, then no, don't get a tattoo. Yeah. I mean, you're already thinking about hiding it.
Well, no, I have to hide. You know, I always think of like, how am I going to hide? I'm like, even like today I'm getting my tattoo done.
Ooh.
But like all my tattoos end at a certain point so I could hide them with clothing.
Girl, you have tattoos on your fingers.
Yeah, that's easy to hide with Band-Aids.
Oh.
Like I thought of everything. Like if I have to go to a job interview, that's easy.
I mean,
easy
you still
hide.
Have a lot of real estate on your body.
Yeah.
That's not your face or neck.
Yeah.
You know?
Or chest. I'm not. Oh, that would hurt. I don't want to.
That's really strange.
Anywho, but like, I mean,
maybe she
aside,
has no friends and her husband, she just was complaining about it. So her husband was like, let me reach out to when you did have friends. And
I think, I don't know what it is that he was expecting, like, because I think he still wants to try to make it work and she's been done for a while. So
did you ever talk to him after?
No.
Oh,
because we were like, tell him that I never showed up. And so he's like messaging me like, where are you? And she's like, oh, no, she just walked in. I'm like, well, I was here early. Shut up.
Yeah. Now you make me look like an a-hole. I would be like, I thought you were going to freaking be here.
Yeah. You butt. Anywho. But AFK was really cool.
Yeah. And I like that place a lot.
I got some Greek fries. They were so good.
Ooh.
But I think did we get one more message? Do we have any on the...
Not on the IG today.
Not on the IG. Oh, we did get one more, but it was more personal invitation.
Oh.
I think Michael, the musical trucker, we were talking about his 30th birthday. He finally figured out what he wanted to do. But
What's he doing?
He's going out, but he's like not for air.
Oh,
he doesn't
want
to disclose.
Oh, never mind. Then we won't.
Because we don't want to crash the giant party.
I'm trying to crash all the parties. Ashley, I'm trying to get a non-fire going on.
A non-fire. Jesus. But speaking of dumb things like non-fire.
You read it.
I know. I think that's kind of funny. It's like, hey, let's go to a nonprofit. Anyways, cheeseburger.com, which is the I Can't Has Cheeseburger website. They always put out really cool memes and funny stuff, which I think they're actually based out of Seattle.
Woo, what's up?
Because I've known people that actually work there. So this person, which is a dude, gamer wife, or at Bijan Stefan on Twitter.
Okay.
He put out this tweet saying, I'm curious, what's the dumbest idea you have that you nevertheless believe will, if implemented, make the world a better place?
So whoa.
Really dumb idea, but you think that would actually work.
Really dumb idea, but you think would work.
So let me read you a few of these.
Okay.
Okay, I can't read that one because that one's too dirty.
Oh, you can't censor it?
It's basically... Yeah, no, I can't censor it.
Okay. Don't get us in trouble.
He's like, so Catherine on the Twitter says, I have been saying for years that a car horn that makes a womp womp I'm sorry sound for when you're bad at driving, acknowledge it and are sorry about it and don't want to get yelled at by strangers.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, okay, my bad. You know, like say my bad. Sorry. Yes, that was me. Sorry.
I've always thought of that because I always wish I had like signs in my car mm-hmm. that had like something like that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Or, oh, hey, you suck. Or like the middle finger as a sign
like,
or something.
That was you.
Yeah. Like I always wish I had signs in my car so then like I could hold that up when I was like passing a car. Cause you right. know, if you cut someone off or vice versa, like when you pass them, you just mm-hmm. look at them anyway and it's really, 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 really awkward. So I wish I had like signs.
Right.
And I actually saw them at a store one time and I was thinking about getting them, but then I was like, Sarah, you're already not a great driver. So why you don't need something else to distract you in the car and be like, I need to get the right sign to tell him I'm sorry.
I think
or
there's one you can connect to like your back window and it's like a digital sign.
Oh, and you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
See, even then though, that's like yeah. I shouldn't be on my phone
and
be
it's like, hey Siri, give them the middle finger.
That would be funny. And it's like either on the side of your car.
Oops, sorry, Siri.
Siri heard you.
It did.
Or that's like in funny. The back of your car, that like if you cut someone off and you're speeding ahead of them it's and like, you have the middle finger.
Oh, that too.
And you're like, sorry, sucker. But then, you know, that could also end back. So then they chase you and they could kill you.
Or something like, hey, stop picking your nose.
Yeah, I see you. Stop being gross.
Louise says, this is too easy, but no one can have more than $100 million. I'd like to go a lot lower, but you asked for a dumb idea. So basically... No one in the world can own more than $100 million at one point. So anybody that's a billionaire would have to, like, do something with that money. Would have to, like, donate it or goes back into the government or kind
of
back.
Oh, I don't like that at all. If you're a hard worker and you earn that billions of dollars, it's yours. And then if you die, give it to your family or give it to something like...
Well, like, what if you're not a hard worker necessarily and you just got it all from your family?
That is... Your family at some point was a hard worker or maybe. Inherited all of that or whatever, like, years and years. That's your money. I don't believe that. I don't like that.
Anywho, I like this one. Universal nap time.
Oh,
There are countries, I think it's Spain specifically, they do siestas. So a lot of stores and schools even and businesses will like take a break, I think, from like maybe 1-ish or noonish to like 2 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
They just take a nap or they just rest.
I know like Amazon or something, they have those pods that you can mm-hmm. just go in and chill. But my thing is I think it'll turn into kind of lunch. And people have a scheduled lunch, but a lot of people just want to skip it, want to just work through it to get home earlier. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the nap would turn into.
I mean, I'd rather nap at home.
Exactly. Yeah. So you'd rather like skip the nap at work and then just get out of work earlier.
I feel like, so I was reading this thing. I watched an Adam Ruins Everything episode, but I was also reading this thing about there is this boss. And so he basically comes out saying, like, look, you don't have to give me an excuse for why you were late or why you have to leave early or why you have to do any of these things. Are you getting your work done? Cool. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'll find it, but it is very interesting. But another one says mandatory time in the service industry before you can vote or run for office. Do you feel like being a server, you've gained an experience or an outlook on life that you don't think you would have gotten had you not been a server?
Because
you're still a waitress.
I am. No, honestly, I feel like I've always kind of treated my waitstaff and servers well before I even was a server because believe it or not, I'm not an a-hole to a random stranger unless they're an a-hole to me. So, no, I don't. I mean, I think some people for sure need it. I don't think a lot of people understand it necessarily because I've been out with people that are a-holes. But no, I don't think I've gotten like a different understanding. Do you?
See, for me, it's not so much like a different. I've never, like, I'm not an a-hole or anything, but I do.
Sometimes
look,
you are.
I can be. But like, not to server necessarily, because I sit there and I look different. Like, I look at what's going on because I know how a restaurant works. If I see that she's frazzled and like she's running around crazy, like, oh, okay. People are like, oh my God, I have such bad service. I'm like, have you been paying attention to what she's doing? She is attending all these tables in the section. There's like 10 of us. They all came in at once. Their tables are dirty. So not only is she trying to clean tables, trying to take orders, bring the orders out. The hostess isn't doing anything. The hostess is a piece of crap or this or that. Like, I'm paying attention to everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, that way I know, like, if I'm actually getting bad service because the server is bad or because it's just.
So you do have like a different outlook on it because you've been a server.
Yes. But I, because I'm also more aware of all the different factors that go
into
it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think it would change like other people's opinions or life in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the idea also, it's like working for. So we're really lucky here in Washington State that we have a minimum wage, and especially in Seattle, the minimum wage is pretty nice compared to other states. A lot of states, especially I think in the South, you don't get paid minimum wage for server jobs.
Yeah.
You get paid like $3 an hour, and they expect you to make tips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of crappy.
but life, like living there, you, is way cheaper.
But you also have to bust your butt and like actually get in there and like really, you know, give it your all. So when somebody's like, I don't want to tip, I don't think it's a, you know, why should I have to tip you, stuff like that, it's like, cool, well then there goes some money for my rent. Like,
yeah,
I feel like everybody, like, in, if you want to run for politics, you need to know what it's like to live on minimum wage.
Oh,
so like you need to understand what that's like. Because
I don't agree with that.
Because there are a lot of, let's get too political, but I was reading a study, like one of the, or not study, an article where one of the people were like, oh yeah, minimum, or not minimum wage, middle class families make like $400,000 a year.
What?
It's like, that's not true. That just shows that they don't understand like what middle class is. They don't understand the people that are down below. And what their needs actually are. And they think, oh, well, if they just stop buying avocado toast or if they just, you know, take the bus, then they should be able to like buy their house and do it. It's like, it's not that simple because you have all this money. You're blinded by, you know, what like small little things like we have to deal with that add up.
Yeah. I just don't think if they did, like, if it was like, what's that show, like Dirty, or like where the boss goes undercover boss
undercover
or whatever.
Boss, yeah.
Like if they did that, I still don't think they would actually really understand and know, because they wouldn't have actually lived it, you know?
No, I think if they were to live it for like 2 weeks, they're not going to get it. Like, yeah. I feel like
It's something some people have to go through, and a lot of people do. I mean, especially at our age. But, and then some people, like a lot of politicians or whoever, or celebrities who just are born into a very rich family never have to.
Right.
I just kind of think it's,
I think, but the thing that bugs me, it's like a lot of politicians, yes, they're rich. They already come from rich families. But then when we get somebody, like we have a few younger people, and I'm not going to say who or who because I don't want to have to deal with people like, are you this? Are you that? Are you supporting this person? It's like, no, I'm not.
You'll
I'm not,
never know.
I'm not dealing with that. But there's some people that come like, hey, they didn't come for money. They worked their asses off. They went to school. They worked regular ass jobs and they got to where they are now. And they're still being criticized because like, oh, well, you're just a server or you're just this, like you are this. And so they're treating it like it's a bad thing.
I think that's still like a stigma, though, in this world in general, whether politicians or not.
Exactly. And it's a stigma because they're using it to try to bring you down so that you don't have.
Totally. I know servers and bartenders that make a damn. I mean, it's like strippers, too.
Right.
Strippers make damn good money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still just looked down upon. And I think that's probably, unfortunately, going to be what our society is for a while,
I think. But I think our generation is doing a really good job looking at that and being like, no, sex work is important. And that's what they call it. Strippers, like sex work. And And I think in our lifetime, I think prostitution will maybe be legal, at least on the bill where it's like, let's talk about it, decriminalizing it and making it legal.
You think we're going to be alive when that happens?
Yes. I think, I honestly think we might be very old ladies, but I think it's going to happen.
I don't think I'm going to be alive when that happens. Maybe my kids or grandkids, but I don't think I'm going to be alive.
I feel like things change a lot faster now, and it's only going to get faster and faster and faster. And as soon as all the old farts die out.
Dude, I feel like the old farts are never going to die out. Like, they seem to be getting older. Well, obviously they are. But, you know, I'm like, damn, he looks like all of them. I'm like, y'all look like you're about to die. Which, you know, granted, it does probably age you years and years and years being right in that field of work. Not strippers, politicians, but strippers are looking younger. Let's get real.
I'll read a few more and then I'll read what the CEO was saying. Mandatory voting. That everyone should mandatorily, like...
Oh, like you have to? Uh-huh. Or you get, like, fined or something?
But then someone said, or at least mandatory paid time off to vote if the citizen so chooses. People should not have to choose between food on the table and voting. And that's the problem, too, with that. I think there was a lot of controversy, too. There was a lot of voting booths that were outside the areas. Like, if you wanted to go vote, you had to, like, go in the middle of the day. They shut them down early because they didn't want, like, these certain neighborhoods to be voting because they knew... There was a lot of people there.
Can't you mail it in?
I don't know how it is in every state, but that's what I thought so too.
See, I don't agree with that either. I think it's your choice to vote or not.
Well, that's what she's saying. Like, this person's saying it's like you should choose to vote, but if you do, like you should have the ability to do so, like go and do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is what this other person kind of added in.
Yeah, I think if every state you can't mail it in, I think every state should have that option.
And somebody did say, like everyone has to work in the service industry job at least 2 years. And someone else said, waiting tables taught me more about humanity than anything else.
Dang. Yeah. I've been in it for 6 years and I guess I kind of knew humans, or I still love them. I mean, I'm such a people person, you know, like
it's not so much like learning the bad, but you see the good too. You see what people are doing and just it's not even just about tips. It's just in general, like how people are treated, like whether it's good or bad. And
yeah,
you see everything when you're a server.
Yeah, I guess I just have never really been that shocked by it.
I like this one. Illegal to talk about what you do for work at parties.
Oh, illegal to talk about what you do. Illegal to talk about religion you are. Illegal to talk about what Democrat, Republican, whatever.
Right.
All of that should be illegal. Agreed.
Unless it is a specific party, like, hey, we're going to have a politics and religion party. Come over and we're going to discuss this.
Or it's like a work party.
It's like, I'm not going.
Yeah, right.
Smart traffic lights. So sick of sitting through a light when there is nobody else around. What a waste of time and gas.
It is very annoying, and I'm always very tempted to just run the red light.
You should be able to press and depress buttons in an elevator so you can undo it if you press the wrong one.
No, that's your dumbass's own fault. You got to stop on that floor.
Okay, this one's dumb, but it's kind of funny, and I think would make for a really awesome show.
What?
A president should be chosen at random every 6 months. Everyone in the country is eligible.
Oh, whoa. Could you imagine?
Oh, God.
Like, I'm not the brightest crayon. Could you imagine my ass being president?
Nope.
Have, like, National Twerking Day. Like,
what day would that be?
It would be a random day at work that everyone just has to twerk. Just
twerk, twerk, twerk.
exactly.
All right. Going back to the CEO letter thing I was mentioning earlier, and then we got to get going. It was written by Ian Sohn, who's the president of Wonderman Chicago. He says, I never need to know you'll be back online after dinner. I never need to know why you chose to watch season one of Arrested Development for the fourth time on your flight to L.A. instead of answering emails. I never need to know why you'll be late because of a dentist appointment or that you're leaving early for your kid's soccer game. I never need to know why you can't travel on a Sunday. I never need to know why you don't want to have dinner with me when I'm in your town on a Tuesday night. I never need to know that you're working from home today because you simply need the silence. I deeply resent how we've infantilized. I can't say it.
It's okay. You got it.
Yeah. Infantilized. You know what I'm saying.
I don't, but okay.
It's basically...
It's okay, I trust you.
It's basically how we've made it so, like, little kid-like in the workplace.
Oh, okay,
it's like we've made it so, like, unmature. It's like how we feel we have to apologize for having lives, that we don't trust adults to make the right decisions, how constant connectivity / availability, or even the perception of it, has become a valued skill. I am equally grateful for the trust and respect my peers, bosses, and teams show me every day. Years ago, a very senior colleague reacted with incredulity that I couldn't fly on 12 hours notice because I had my kids that night, and I'm a single dad, which, you know, divorced, and I didn't feel the least bit guilty, which I could tell really bothered said colleague, but it still felt horrible. So he was getting crap from a colleague. It's like, oh, you have to fly out in like 12 hours. And it's like, I have my kids. I can't. And he was like, oh, well. It's
he didn't care.
I never want you to feel horrible for being a human being. And I think that's something that more people need to be more okay with. And I feel like being in the service industry, you have people that understand that, whether it's a customer or bosses, and or you have people that don't treat you like a human being because they don't think you are.
I think you have to have a really good team. You have to really, really trust your coworkers because there are a lot of crappy workers.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of crappy adults. And just because you are an adult or you do have this great job or not so great job or whatever, like, people will still take advantage of it. Like,
Everywhere.
So I agree with that. If you have a very good team that's reliable, that gets their S done, that's honest if they need to be. But if not, which I feel like a lot of people don't, and a lot of people are, I mean, you know, our sales, they come and go like crazy, like, you know, so I don't feel like that's for every job. I mean, I wish it was. That's great. Like, but let's get real. Humanity's not like that.
And I think it's more or less referring to office work, because in the episode of Adam Ruins Everything that I was watching, it's like they kind of were hitting on, like, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm not really doing anything. It's like, well, why don't you go home? It's like, I already did all my work. Like, it was, I did it quickly. Like, I am good at
it. But you have to be there from 9 to 5.
You have to be there from 9 to 5. It's like, that is stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, you are basically punishing the people that get their stuff done early. And then either they get more work with no more extra pay that they have to do.
Or they just chill there.
And chill there. And it's like, it just doesn't create good morale. You kind of dread going to work because it's boring.
Oh, yeah. And you have to be there from this time to this time.
Right.
Like, you're just counting down the minutes till it's 5 o'clock or whenever.
Right. Or you have something like, look, like, I'm sick or my son's sick, or like, I have to drive him to doctor's appointments or this or that. And you're getting, you know, in trouble because you're not at work.
Yeah.
But you're getting your job done. Because that's the awesome thing with technology. We can do it from home a lot of times.
We can. But it is tough if you have an office full of people and you are a boss, and some people you know can get their stuff done perfectly in a way shorter time, and you want to send them home. But then you have Mary, Bob, Joe, and Jill who just F off all the time, and then they'll get upset when they see the person who, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I get why.
As a boss, I'd be like, you know what? If you're upset that this person is getting their job done quicker, then either, like, how can I as a boss help you get your job done quicker?
Well, even if they get it done quicker, it might not be as good as whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it would just add, I feel like, chaos and tension throughout the office if everyone's not getting treated the same.
I think it's still going to cause a lot of crap throughout the office if you're having one person that's just sitting there, like, who is apparently really good at their job and has to sit around listening to the other people F off all day. And it's just like, cool, like,
yeah, but that's what they clock in and clock out. That's why the whole clock in thing is.
And I think it's outdated.
Well, I feel like I wish more people were just serious, not wanting to F off, get their job done, and are good at it. Because you have people that don't care.
Right. And I mean, I'm not saying you can never F off during your job. Like, there's obviously downtime and stuff. But, like, when I worked at a tattoo shop, like, it was baffling to me how, like, one of the tattoo artists was always like, he was really upset when I left. He's like, I don't know how you do it. Like, I worked one day a week and I would get there at 11 and my shift ended at like 8 when the shop closed, or earlier if I wanted to, but there's usually traffic, so I waited. Usually be out of there around 7. And he's like, you get everything done that you need to do and you just do it with such ease. Like, what do you mean? Like, you wrote a list of things I need to do.
Yeah.
I just crossed them off the list.
I just did them all, one by one.
I just do them.
Like,
it's like, cool, I'm not doing anything right now. It's like, did I eat lunch? It's like, is it my, like, you know, am I taking a quick break? Can I do this? I'm like, okay, let me cross off more things off the list. It's because I, like, okay, this is my job. This is what I have to do.
A lot of people aren't like that, though. Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was one person, yeah, like, they hired 3 of us at the same time. And one of the other girls that they hired, like, they had to stay late for her so she could finish her list. Mind you, she had been there since 11.
Dude, I don't understand. I have a busser at the restaurant I work for, and I'm literally like, we have a list of side work we need to do. And like, the busser's is like this, this, and this. every time I work with him, I'm like, oh, hey, like there's silverware that needs to be polished. Like, and he'll just stand there and he would rather just wait a few hours and then do it when we're about to close. And I'm such a Sagittarius that like, okay, I have a free chance. I'll just do it. Like, I would rather it be freaking done than like you procrastinate hella. And then it just, maybe we'll run out of silverware. Maybe it'll get busy. You know, like all this crap. I'm like, I'll just do it.
See, that was my, like when like we had downtime at the restaurant. It's like, okay, you know, let's do the silverware.
Let's have a project. Let's clean.
But it's like, that is like, you know, you can still kind of quote unquote goof off and get stuff done. Like, hey, that was the time where like I would just chat with the girls. Like, hey, let's help me do this. Or let's fill, we used to do the ketchup and ramekins and like little honey butter and ramekins. So we'd sit there and we'd just kind of BS like, okay.
Yeah, but some people just, that's like not how they were.
No.
They just are like, oh, I'll just do it all like in maybe like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. And I'm just like, no! Like,
I'm totally cool with like, you know what, my brain's not in it right now, give me 20 minutes.
But yeah, but like, oh
yeah, no, I feel you. But let us know what you guys think about all this. I know we threw a lot at you.
Yeah, sorry, we got a little politicky there
and little heated workplace politics as well. But let us know, like, what do you think of that whole dynamic? Like, should the person like who gets their job done quickly, should they get to go home before everyone else? Or what is something like really, really dumb that you think if implemented would actually make the world a better place?
Yeah.
I love hearing those.
Me too.
But we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.